Well, there was one local woman really paying attention to the television last night during the Emmys. Julie Terborg was watching intently to see if any of the celebrities may have been wearing some of her jewelry. She was watching for jewelry that she designed. Julie's with us this morning. Good morning, Julie. I know it must have been a late night for you. Did you see any of your designs either on the big show or over the weekend?
Hi. Well, I did get a few pictures of my jewelry on display at some celebrity events. Unfortunately, I don't have any photos as of yet, but we keep on watching.
Now, explain how it is that your designs even made it to the Emmys.
Well, I'm part of this group called the Artisan Group. It's a collaboration of artists and people who like to create handcrafted items. And the leader, Valerie, is amazing at finding wonderful opportunities. We create celebrity swag bags for the Emmys, the Oscars, CMA, and we do other gifting opportunities for celebrities.
Now, when you say gifting, are the items in these gift bags, are they sold to the artists who promote them to the celebrities?
No, our marketing tool is out of pocket for the artists, but we've had fabulous success of the celebrities wearing our accessories or utilizing our crafts out in their daily life or even on their television shows.
Obviously, the goal is to get them seen on the celebrities. Who are some of the celebs that your designs have been seen on?
I haven't, at this gift event, again, I don't have my photos yet, but celebrities from The Mindy Project, Suburgatory, Wilfred, and Mad Men were there, and so they all have received a pair of my earrings. And unfortunately, I don't know what the men who arrive at these gift lounges will do. I'm assuming their wives or girlfriends, but that's why this group is a great conglomerate of people that are looking for their items. I also gifted Giada De Laurentiis and Trista Rain Sutter, who was one of the first bachelorettes.
So this all falls under the "hey, you never know" category, right?
Exactly. And I am very new to this process. I just started gifting this summer. So you just have to keep your eyes open and see who's going to be wearing your design.
Sure. Well, I know you're a graduate of C. Milton Wright High School in Harford County. When did you get started in this, I guess, hobby turned business?
Well, I started right after my wedding when I couldn't find jewelry for myself or my bridesmaids that really matched what the feel that I wanted. And so I started looking at some local artists and decided I've always been crafty, and definitely it's passed down from my grandmothers who were seamstresses. So decided to start making things on my own, and I just enjoy it so much.
What could this exposure mean to your business from a realistic standpoint?
I think it's really open-ended. I mean, I will be honest. It is open-ended. You're gifting an item, and whether the celebrity likes it or not, this is how I choose to market as opposed to just taking out an ad. The pieces that I've made for Giada De Laurentiis and Amanda Seyfried, I'm not sure if you know her from Red Riding Hood and Taken, those pieces are some of my most popular. I think it inspires me to make items that people will want to wear and will really be attractive to celebrities as well as you know, my main market.
Well, Julie, congratulations and good luck to you. Julie Terborg from Bel Air, our Bel Air. Thanks for getting up early to be with us on Maryland's Morning News.